Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
All right, baby, we are back. Hope you all are doing well out there. I love it. Boy, some of your reasoning out there is just big old show. Just like military officers get a lot more than enlisted, I've seen 2 Marines get DUIs and yet an officer gets less punishment. Used to be chaser for my infantry unit. So that justifies it all, right? So if somebody can get away with it, we should allow somebody else to get away with it. So if one teacher, you know, sleeps with kids and is able to get away with it, we should let all teachers sleep with kids, you know, of course, because, you know. Right. And what was the other one that I saw that was also funny as hell? Where is it? Here we go. Here it is. What is it? Shake money. Where is the shake money? Here we go. Shake money. Only in America, where a man is found innocent in a court, is found guilty in the court of opinions. That don't mean jack crap. Okay, so you think OJ is innocent? Huh, Shake? And let's just say for craps and giggles, Watson is innocent, but is he really innocent? Or is he not guilty of incredible stupidity and possibly a crime that he might have gotten away with? Because, as you all know, people like Watson and Robert Kraft and O.J. Simpson and Bill Cosby and... let me see. I'm trying to think of some of the other, you know, these are people that they have money and power. And somehow or another, they get away with Big Ben and they get away with things. It helps to be famous. It helps to have power. It helps to be able to afford the best attorneys. But it doesn't justify your behavior. Okay? And Watson has not behaved like a franchise quarterback. Because if you think your franchise quarterback should be calling strange women to have sex, that makes no sense at all. Whether you're Watson, whether you're Tom Hanks, whether you're The Rock, whether you're... doesn't matter. I don't know, whoever you want to come up with, any famous person, the last thing you want to do as a famous and powerful person is to be calling up strange women to either come to your house or you go to theirs so they can give you, you know, a rub and tug. Where do you think that's going to end up? You think that's not going to end up in a lawsuit at one point or another? You think that by calling strange women and you're a famous person, now, you think if Justin Timberlake started calling strange women to come play with his ding-a-ling, okay, how many lawsuits do you think Justin Timberlake ends up with? Whether he ends up assaulting them or not, it doesn't matter. But he incredibly was stupid enough to put himself in that position. So whatever you want to say, okay, about Robert Kraft, or about Deshaun Watson, they're both effing morons. That's all. Yeah, you could get your rocks off, dude. But when you're those kind of people, yeah, you got to be careful how you get your rocks off. When you're Robert Kraft and you're Deshaun Watson, you got to have better judgment how you want to get your rocks off. You don't want to call strange women on IG, and you don't want to go to an Asian day spa. I mean, look at it however you want. just please don't tell me that we've got to have character people on our team, and now you're trading for Deshaun Watson. Just don't tell me that, okay? Don't lie to me. Just tell me we want to win at all costs, and we don't care who we bring on our football team. We don't care who we add to our community. Because if Deshaun Watson's going to now go on to call strange women all around South Florida, well, guess what? He's going to end up with more lawsuits. So if any of you out there are dumb enough not to think that he's a stupid ass, I can't help you. And if you guys out there and ladies are dumb enough not to think that he's a questionable character, I can't help you either. So I don't care whether he's innocent or guilty. He's a first-class dumbass. And that's not a guy of character. Sorry. Daniel Grofton, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. A little love on the super chat. He says, please put up a pic of Watson's girlfriend. The position of the pallet rack city, googly eyes, tongue out is the perfect placement. I just picked up on that, man. That is good. That is good. Good job by you, sir. Good job by you. You are correct by saying that. That's probably the right thing right there. Yes. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, a Jilly picture. Let's see. Let's come up with a Jilly picture, huh? Let's do that. Let's give you let's give you the latest Jilly picture that we have here. For you all while I'm talking about Deshaun Watson. Let's just remind folks what he's cheating on a consistent basis. Okay? That's all. Let's just remind you. All right? There you go. Ian from Brooklyn goes, she's so damn fine. You can't fix stupid, Big O. No, you can't. You can't. Willie Maldonado says, Big O, these are the kind of people that think that wrestling is real. Jean Princesa says, the thing I haven't heard once is whether or not he would change his behavior if acquitted. Well, Jean, he's not going to talk about that right now because he's in the middle of a lawsuit. So he can't talk about his behavior because they would use it against him. He can't talk at all right now. If his lawyers probably told him, yo, Deshaun, get lost. Don't talk. Don't say anything. You know, we had a guy that was in this big white house in Washington, D.C., and he had orange hair, and he didn't shut up enough. He opens his mouth too much to get himself in even more trouble. And I'm sure his lawyers wanted him to shut up at times. Well, see, that's one thing where I give Watson a little more credit than the dude with the orange hair, because Watson has stayed completely out of the spotlight. And when you've got 32 different issues going on, 22 civil lawsuits and 10 criminal investigations going on, you don't want to say a damn thing. You want to stay nice and quiet, and you can't address anything. So that part that you're looking for, contrition and trying to find out if he understands that he's a real dumbass, he won't be able to talk about any of that until it's all over and he finally joins a team, and then somebody in the press asks him directly about it, okay? Or he goes on Oprah or something. Because Oprah would let him have it. That would be That's I would love to see Watson go on Oprah. That would be really good. That would be really good because Oprah doesn't hold back. Kevin Lee, Big O, saw how he did, Heat yesterday, blew out Milwaukee, nice. Let's hope some of the winning rubs off on Miami this Sunday. Let's get a W one step at a time. Let's hope so, man. We need a W badly, man, badly. Herman says, ha, common, man. It's damn in the NFL. You think Aaron Rodgers did it in day one? He started after his third year, Dean Brown. By the way, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning also took time. So stop it. Yeah, plenty of quarterbacks take time to develop. People like Watson think that they think with the wrong head. Don't listen to the little one too much. If it's leading you the wrong way. LOL. Deshaun Waxham. Karen S says, Big O, not sure why Greer and Flores think they can simply massage the pain away with the Watson trade. I don't know. I don't think they're trading. I'm telling you, I don't know anything here, okay? The only thing I know is that Jillian Anais or whatever is smoking hot, and how Deshaun Watson is cheating on that is impossible to think of, but whatever. I don't think the Dolphins are inquiring about Watson right now. I don't want to blame Greer and Flo for something that they didn't do. I don't believe they've been inquiring about Watson at all over the last couple of months. I think this has been all driven by Houston. All these reports have come. It's not ever Omar, Armando, Joe Shad, Alan Pupar. It's not Dave Hyde. It's nobody in South Florida is reporting it. They're not reporting it. Schefter's not reporting it. So I think it's all coming from the Houston side. When any of this stuff comes out, it comes from the Houston side. It doesn't come from anywhere else. So I think I'm telling you, okay? Yeah, Miami inquired in the offseason. But during the season, I don't think they've inquired at all. I'm telling you, Houston doesn't know where they stand. So they're nervous. This is a little bit of a panic move by Houston. Has nothing to do with Miami, Philly, Carolina, any other team that you want to throw in there that could be interested in Deshaun Watson. I don't think any team in the NFL is making a deal with them right now, negotiating or anything right now, because they know there's too much of the unknown. I'm telling you, this is Houston going, this is our last window of opportunity before the unknown. Because if this guy's found guilty, we are screwed. How about if Houston knows something else that's going on and they're nervous? So they're trying to stir it up to try to get rid of him as soon as possible. But once November 2nd passes, then they're at the mercy of the courts. And then if he's found innocent, they're good. But if he's found guilty, they lose everything. They can't trade him for anything. So now, by November 2nd, you're able to trade him for something. So that's, I think, what's going on. More than anything, I think that's what's driving it. Let me tell you something else that's not ever good: when the authorities are quiet. That's a scary thing. When you don't hear anything from the authorities, they might be piling up the evidence against your ass. So when they do go after you, they are locked and loaded. So we don't know what's going to go on. Deshaun could be innocent of these charges. He could be guilty. We have no idea. So to me, that's what really is going on right now. It's Houston doing all of this. It's been Houston driving this for months. It's just now coming to a head. Think about it, man. It just... you've got to be a moron to trade for him now. Unless you're just giving up like 3 third-rounders or something. If you're not giving up much, then I get it. But they're going to ask for the world. So there's no way anybody is giving up anything of value for that guy right now. Because if he ends up being guilty, do you know how stupid you're going to look as a franchise that you traded for a criminal? Because basically, if he's found guilty, he's a criminal. So you traded for a criminal. In today's society, do you know what kind of look that is? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that at all. If he wants to come to Miami, we don't have to rush it. Nelson, dude, you know, you carry common sense, my brother. You know, you're a smart human being. You may not belong in this conversation, my brother. Your IQ may be too high for us right now because I got to deal with the Neanderthals that, well, if Big Ben gets away with it, why can't Watson get away with it? Come on, let's go. Oh, who cares? Oh, so he's trying to get laid, Big O. Leave him alone. Let him come to Miami. We've got more tail here than they do in Houston. Let's go. You know, that's what I'm dealing with. So I apologize, Nelson. You're too smart for us right now. And you're right. Nelson hit it on the head. Apparently, he's got a no-trade clause, and he wants to be in Miami. Let me ask you something. Last offseason, when he made the declaration, do you think that Greer and the agent didn't have a conversation at one point for 5 minutes? Hey, what's up? Yeah, hey, so your client's unhappy? Yeah, no, Chris, if you can trade for him, go for it because he wants to be there. That's it. So he's got a no-trade clause. He wants to be in Miami. You're Chris Greer and Brian Flores. Why would you force a trade now and create all kinds of havoc? Why wouldn't you wait till the end of the year, hopefully build value for Tua? He plays well. Now you can trade him in the offseason and then trade for Watson if he's cleared because Watson's going to tell Houston, no, 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 dude, you're not trading me there. You're not trading me there. You're trading me to Miami, or you're not trading me. How about that? I just sat out the year, and you paid me $10 million. I'll sit out next year, and you'll pay me $10 million again. How do you like them apples? So my man, Nelson, has a brain and thinks for himself. And there's no reason to rush this. There's no reason to create any kind of havoc right now. The guy wants to play for you. But first, you have to find out if he can play for anybody by being innocent. This is all hot air. This is all bullshit. And I've been right all along from the get-go. I've told you that it wasn't going to happen. Every other time it's popped up, it's not happening again. Okay? Won't be the first time I'm wrong either, but I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you this is all bullshit. Doesn't make any sense. So, look at it however you want. All right, let's take a quick break. Let me see. Let me make sure. I think we're gonna get Manny Navarro now. Here. So let's do this. Let's take a really quick break. When we come back on the other side, no more Jilly for you. Okay, let's take Jilly out. There, you guys had enough Jilly. Okay, all right, you had enough of the Rack City, but you should call Pallet Rack City if you do own a warehouse. Their racks are just as hot as Jilly. I'm telling you, they're going to make your warehouse look sexy. All right? So make sure you call Eddie Pineda and all the great people over there at Pallet Rack City, 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547, my friends at Pallet Rack City. All right, let's take a quick break. And we will come back. Manny Navarro will join us from The Athletic. We'll talk a little Canes as the Canes get ready to take on NC State. Remember, you can reach out on the text line 855-912-1056. I can read those texts when we after the Manny interview. If you got a question, a comment, you don't want to put it on the YouTube chat board, 855-912-1056. We'll read your text line after the Manny Navarro interview. Don't forget, you can also make a donation to the program. Help us grow, folks. Cash App or Venmo. The address is Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Cash App or Venmo. Appreciate it as always. Quick break. Back with Manny Navarro and our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report.
This is the Big O Show.
Sports fans love a place with great food, cold drinks, and TVs everywhere. That's why sports fans love Sports Grill and their seven amazing locations. Check out the Bird Road location at 11481 Southwest 40th Street in the back corner of the West Bird Shopping Center. Sports Grill is also now offering some great employment opportunities. All kinds of positions are now available, from kitchen to hosting. Call for more information at 305-485-8845. From wraps to salads to amazingly delicious specialty dishes, Sports Grill is the home to the legendary special Grilled Wings. Since 1987, Sports Grill, good food, good drink, and good friends.
It's the Big O Show. Judge, you tuned in to the hottest sports radio.
When you need your warehouse looking good while staying efficient, there's only one place to find the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack? Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547.
Orlando, a.k.a. the Big O, he covers all the South Florida teams.
For over 16 years, EJDConstruction.com has provided South Florida residents quality craftsmanship, accurate project management, and exceptional service. That's why EJDConstruction.com is an A-rated member of Angie's List and the Better Business Bureau. When you're looking for the right custom home builder for additions or home remodeling, please call my friend Eric at 305-433-4843. That's 305-433-4843 for EJDConstruction.com.
Office to the heat, well, you know what I mean. Monday to Friday, Friday, blow in the...
There's no need to drive around South Florida wasting valuable time looking for a new or certified pre-owned Acura. Go to the number one volume sales dealership in the Southeast United States, Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. Purchase with pace and space in a dealership tailored to your needs. From home buying to providing that personal touch, contact the 2020 Satisfaction Award winner, Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines, 888-776-5123. That's 888-776-5123. Or visit them at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
No one has a similar show. Talk sports, talk plays, talk.
If you're a Miami sports fan, then there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.
Live and direct, because nobody do it better than Big O in the set.
When you're ready to purchase a new home or refinance the one you have, American Dream Lending will make sure your loan experience is easy with fast approvals and quick closings. With many loan programs and competitive rates, now is the time to turn your dreams into reality. Ask about special financing for veterans. They never charge an application fee, and you will work directly with one of their experienced loan professionals. Stop dreaming and contact American Dream Lending today, 786-802-1727, or online at adreamlending.com.
All righty, we are back. We, of course, take it till 1 o'clock. We are waiting. Manny Navarro trying to get in contact with him. Omar Kelly is set to join us around 12:15. Appreciate all of you out there. Remember, you can reach out on the YouTube channel if you're listening to the podcast day, night, overnight, whatever. Give us your opinions on the text line, 855-912-1056. Don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button. It is so important that you smash the like button, okay, folks? All right. Daniel Grafton says, Riddick says and looks the part, but he's been a TV guy for too long. And who says that he can be a great GM if he hasn't been one for almost a decade? That's the problem. You don't know. See, that's the thing about, I get it, man. You're unhappy with Greer. You're unhappy with Flores. You want to fire everybody, all that good stuff. You have nobody that you're hiring that you feel like, okay, they'll get the job done. You have no idea. You know, Lewis Riddick might do a good job, and then again, he might be terrible, and you might be wanting to fire him in 2 years. So it's just like this vicious cycle that we're in. And I was really happy with the first 2 years, and so this year is the year that I'm obviously disappointed, and that's why I don't want to just give up on everything going on. I'd love to see them turn this thing around and play a lot better and coach a lot better. And like I told you, if I can get to headed in the right direction, then I can feel even better about the Dolphins, because at least I know you've solved the quarterback issue. You know what I mean? Rico's couch says, oh, speak for yourself. I want to go to an Asian day spa. Yeah, but Rico, you can go to an Asian day spa, because you're Rico. But if you're Deshaun Watson or you're Robert Kraft, you should not be going to an Asian day spa. Understand? Because Rico will not make the news. They won't care about Rico. Rico is going to go there and he's going to be happy. He's going to get his happy ending. He'll walk out. Nobody will find out. Nobody will care. And your life moves on. But if you're Robert Kraft, yeah, that's not a good decision. So, Rico, cógelo suave and hit that Asian day spa. The vanguards of manhood say waiting is the smart move. Watson's legal issues are not worth the risk with so many other women waiting in the wings. That's right. Never pay a full price for damaged goods. Watson is damaged goods right now. And he's kind of untouchable. Ramona says, you are right, Ortiz. Flores should be a GM, not a coach. Last year, he did the ballsy calls. This year, he plays safe. Ramona, you want him as a GM? The guy that didn't want Eric Flowers? But he wanted the young lineman instead? So you want the guy that doesn't want Fitzpatrick, but he wants Jacoby Brissett. So you want the guy that doesn't want Kyle Van Noy here. Okay. All right. That's the last thing I want. I don't want Flo. I've already gotten a taste of what Flo does in personnel. I've understood it. The first 2 years, there was too much, you know, turnover. This third year, you can tell Flo's imprint on personnel. It's so effing obvious. So to, you know, you start watching all the stuff that went on, and it's like, yeah, no, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah, no, you get rid of Bobby McCain, and no, maybe what you should have done is kept Bobby McCain, and you bring, you know, the young safety, Javon Holland, along slowly. Maybe you keep Eric Flowers and you bring the young lineman along slowly. Maybe Andrew Van Ginkle played better off of Kyle Van Noy, not replacing Kyle Van Noy. Yeah. No, Ramona, you may want to rethink that whole thing about flow as in personnel. You know, I know he said he worked personnel. I've already gotten a taste of it this year. I don't want flow anywhere near personnel. Okay. So I'm wondering about some of these things that has gone on. Like, did he want Jalen Phillips instead of Gregory Russo? Was that his? That's one that I don't know. Not that there's anything wrong with Jalen Phillips. He's starting to get better, but obviously Russo has made a quicker transition because he is so physically imposing. He's already country strong. He's already NFL strong. Whereas Jalen is like most young linemen when they come in, offense or defense, they're rarely ever strong enough to handle. Look at after all of this stuff, by the way, where are all these people that we're talking about Penei Sewell, who is struggling in Detroit? Struggling in Detroit. But a lot of you were talking, well, we should have gotten Penei Sewell. Well, Penei Sewell, and he'll be fine. But even Penei Sewell is not strong enough for this level yet. Even Penei Sewell is not sharp enough for this level yet. The other guy, Rashawn Slater, has absolutely outplayed him by miles. So instead of complaining about Waddle, you take Penei Sewell, and then all of you are ripping Chris Greer because he should have taken Rashawn Slater. But I don't see any of you anymore, you know, chiming back on the chat board, on the email. Hey, oh, by the way, I was talking so much shit about Penei Sewell instead of the Waddle thing, but now I've noticed that Penei Sewell has really struggled a lot. So I got to say I'm wrong. But because none of us track any of you out there that were talking shit about Penei Sewell, actually, Waddle is having a better year than Penei Sewell. But hey, listen, you know, you guys are so stand up out there, you know, all of you out there, you all wanted Herbert. You didn't want Tua. Yeah. I remember it was tank for Justin. It wasn't tank for Tua. It was tank for Justin. And I remember leading up to the draft, all these people wanted Justin Herbert. Yeah. And nobody wanted Tua. Everybody wanted Herbert. Yeah, no, I remember that. All of you that were bragging about Sewell, you've disappeared. All of you that wanted Tua, you now say, no, I wanted Herbert. I didn't want Tua. Kevin Lee says, Big O, I just want to say, listening to your show gets me through my workday when working till 4 p.m. daily. It makes my workday that much easier. Thanks, man. Appreciate you, Kevin. Thank you. That's very nice of you. Thomas Jensen says, I think Flo is just Cam Flo, by the way, is just going through the motions. I think he's sick to his stomach with the dysfunction going on behind the scenes. Well, Thomas, he's created the dysfunction. He created the offensive mess. He's created his own mess with Tua. He chose to have all young linemen. He's created that mess. Bet your ass on that. So it's all up to him now. You know, he keeps Albert Wilson on the active roster. He creates the mess. Mr. Spock Let me do it this one. There we go. Right. Let's see, Mr. Spock. Why would Watson want to come to Miami if he's serious about winning? Just hope Watson is set on playing football and not coming here for a good time. Miami is full of distractions. Don't need nothing but a good time. How can I resist? That's I don't know if you know that, but that's Watson's theme song. He's a big Poison fan. SoCal Derek says, Big O, I got you on my TV on YouTube in Southern California. Love the show on a 65-inch television. Hells to the yeah. My man is watching on a 65-inch television. Is that awesome or what? You know what's awesome about a 65-inch television? The best part is that you can see Jilly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can watch Jilly on a 65-inch television. There you go. Let me show you a little more Jilly. A little more Jilly. Let's see. Let's go with a little more Jilly. Where's Jilly? There we go. There's Jilly. There we go. There we go. Let's give you a little Jilly. What the hell is going on here? Here we go. Got like some chatboard coming up. The hell? Yeah, how come this thing's not? There we go. There we go. That's just for you, buddy, on a 65-inch television. Just to give you a little more Jilly. Marvin Allen will take over if I'm a betting man. Cam Flo keeps Wilson on roster because he has a leg fetish and Wilson looks great in shorts. That's fantastic. Mike No Go Zone says, nice. I like the Poison reference. That's because you like to party too, Mikey. Michael Cruz says, Panthers look really good. Oh, I think this is the year we win the cup. Very, very deep team. Time to hunt. Hashtag time to hunt. Gene says, they could have stayed at 11 and got Slater, but IMO, Sewell is still young. He's like 20 or so. The jury's still out on him. Sewell will be fine. He's just young. He's just got to grow up. That's all. No big deal. There you go. Just a little Jilly for you guys. Nothing wrong with that, right? There's nothing wrong with a little Jilly. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a Jilly day today on the show. Maybe that's what we should do. Have a Jilly day today on the show. That way we could just give you guys, you know, treats all throughout. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Just treats all throughout. So that's the other thing. Think about this. This guy, not only is he cheating at least with 22 women on this woman, but not only that, you're cheating on that? I mean, all kinds of... So you put yourself in a position where you can get in trouble by being with 22 different women, which, of course, they find out you're Deshaun Watson. They're going to obviously go after some money. That's if he's innocent. Okay? If he's guilty, then he assaulted these women, and that's why they're going after him. But then you're cheating on that. That doesn't make any sense. This just makes zero sense, folks. I'm telling you, zero sense. This makes none, nada, nay. That's all I can tell you. All right, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the program, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. because that, my friends, is a 24-hour talk show there on Twitter. You guys good with that picture there? Is that all right? Done? All right, no more jelly. Okay, that's it. There you go. Just gave you guys a little dosage. Miami Kid J says, Big O, Dolphins lose 24-17 on Sunday. Sadly, we'll be staring at 1-6. Why, man? Why you got to do with it? Why you got to do that? Why you got to be a sourpuss and ruin our night? This is wrong. By the way, great job by the Panthers. How about the the Panthers, you can tell the difference, right? Anton Lundell made his debut the other night and got, you know, well, made a debut and got his first goal the other night, right? And him and Knight led the way. Last night, the kid has a goal and assist. 20-year-old baby. First-round pick in the 2020 draft at the 12th overall pick in the first round. And this kid, with 1 year of seasoning, is now here in the with the big boys and making an impact. And this is the kind of shit you want to see. You know what I'm saying? Panthers, man. They just know what the hell they're doing. Reinhard Verhaeghe picked up goals. Bennett got a goal yesterday. 4-1 win over the Avalanche. Bob with 30 saves. First time in Panther history, they're 4-0. If they have the goalie play that we think they can have, then this is going to be a team that's going to make one hell of an impact. I mean, this is going to be fun. Dude. Tomorrow they take a – this is such a pisser. Tomorrow the Heat take on Indiana at 7, and the Panthers take on the Flyers at 7, both on the road. I'll be on the road, too. I'm going to be at the Culture Room seeing the fix. But my point is – and I'll have both recorded, so when I get home I can watch them, but it kind of sucks for people to have to choose between the two right now. Because this is like, this is our saving grace right now in South Florida. Panthers and Heat, man. This is our best teams in town right now. By the way, both teams are 5-0 now combined. Panthers and the Heat have not lost a game yet. They've won their first 5 games together. So let's see on Saturday if the two teams, let's see if the two teams actually, let's see how long they can continue the undefeated streak together here to start the season. It's pretty cool. So, and both will have an opportunity. Panthers can beat the Flyers, and the Heat should beat the Pacers. Now, they are road games, so it's never easy. Jason Romero giving us a little love on the super chat. Says, what's up, O? Why hasn't Waddle been given opportunities to make plays in the vertical game? Why is he being used like a possession receiver? Jason, are you watching the offensive line play, my brother? Do you think the quarterback has any time to find people downfield? It's not that easy, my brother. It's nice in a perfect world, but he doesn't get to drop back 5 or 7 steps and bounce a couple of times and scan the field and bam. No, he doesn't get to do that. It's snap, drop, throw, snap, drop, throw, snap, drop, throw. You don't have time. Has nothing to do with Tua. Has everything to do with the offensive line. You don't have an offensive line. The guy's playing with fractured ribs already as it is. Because somebody blindsided him. The kid has to play with a paranoia now. And he has to get rid of the football quickly. Until that line learns how to block and give him time, he can't stand back there and wait for free defenders to just crush his ass because he's waiting to throw a bomb downfield. Doesn't work that way. So it sounds great in theory, but in reality, it's nearly impossible to do it. That's the sad part. It's not Waddle's fault. It's not Tua's fault. It's everything else's fault. Omar Kelly, by the way, is set to join us. What's it called? Sean, send him a link, by the way, and send Manny a link too, because that's probably what's going on. They probably had issues with the link since we had to redo it. So send them a link. We will get Omar Kelly on. And we'll have a little fun with that. Okay? That's what we'll do. So we'll get Omar on. We'll get Manny on in this hour coming up. And we'll talk a little Dolphins. And we'll talk a little Hurricanes with you all out there. God says, Big O, I thought Tua did amazing avoiding the sacks. Tua was awesome last week, dude. He was awesome last week. Considering what he's playing with, he was fantastic. My Stanley Cup predictions, Kevin says, it's Stars versus Panthers. I'll take it. Willie says, my pork neck and fin hat rock. Well, thank you. I could take pride in the hat, right? But not in the pork neck. But what can I do, right? I mean, I'm stuck with a pork neck. David says, fix. Top five 80s band? Probably not, but they're top five in my heart, which is all that really matters. All right, let's quick break here. Very fast break. In other words, introduction coming. For the EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report.